Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. Now, no award, or annual award rather, better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organised by Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. Now, 2019 marks 12 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Now, since 2008, the award's been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth.
And today we chat with one of the 15 finalists in the contention for this year's award to find out what really makes them tick. Well, Alvin Yee is a co-founder of Holio, a provider of a haulage services marketplace called the Holio Community Portal and a driver's app, the Holio Connectivity System. So basically overhauling the logistics space.
Oh, nice,
Well, Holio is one of the 15 finalists that we'll be speaking to over the next few weeks. So welcome back again, Alvin. It's been a while. The last time you came here was I believe, in March.
Last year. We've got to meet sooner, Alvin.
What was the response? What has been the response to Holio ever since you were last here?
Hello, everyone. It's good to be back again. I think first and foremost, some clarity here. I think the marketplace thing is a bit old school nowadays. Yeah. So interestingly, the last time when we were here, Uber was still kind of around. Mm-hmm. And you see how fast things are changing.
Yeah.
Right? And I think for us, we kind of realize that as well. So Holio actually represents haulage in overdrive. That's really what the name means, right? Mm-hmm. And we're in the space of digitalization of the container haulage industry. So we have seen a lot of resistance from people from the industry, right? And I think usually it's not so nice to feel, say, I'm disrupted, right? You know, so what we are doing here is actually we are as an enablement of technology to these trucking companies, which we feel are kind of left behind.
What are the challenges you've come up with? Sounds like the same. Resistance to it all, yeah?
Stuff, right?
How are you tackling it then?
I think the approach to this is there's no shortcut to it. And I think how we are doing it, and we're really fronting it with the hand-holding the trucking companies, right? Mm. And they have been resistance because they do not know exactly what Holio is about. I mean,
right.
When you start to read about Uber for container trucks on the papers, you'll be like, holy, I mean, like, what's going to happen to us,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen quite a bit of change in that as well. Because when you start to handhold with them and start to really build that relationship with them and converse properly what we are actually here to do, and we are seeing that actually some of these closer partners of ours, the trucking companies, they have improved their efficiencies by about 20%. And some of them are even making like over $10,000 with us on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
And this could not have been possible if they didn't actually change their approach with how things are going. I mean, dealing with disruption or for lack of digitalization and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot comes with mindset change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
that's the hardest though, isn't it?
No, so we keep going, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's hard, we stop going.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that the market or the industry in general, supply chain, lacks. They lack that belief to actually believe that this change can be done.
And it's necessary.
Yes, of course.
Right.
But it's challenging to stay the course, so to speak,
sure.
right? I mean, disappointments come and some people just don't want to continue the course.
So today we are proud to say that we have over 85% of the container trucking companies in Singapore sort of within us, right?
Mm.
And I mean, it's pretty impressive, but Singapore is smaller. It's only 230 trucking companies. I knock on every single one of them every day.
Right.
I can get them, right?
Right.
So to the rest of the 15%, I think it's for lack of fear or whatever. But I think most importantly is the message that we are sending across here is that we're not exactly a marketplace. I think that's first thing first and foremost is that we are coming here as using technology as your partner.
Right.
Because
we're not going to take things away from you.
Yeah, I mean, like they really, these Taukes, I really respect them a lot.
Mm.
They know the business inside out and they have known how it's done.
Mm.
But the gap today is that there's a pull factor from the customer side where you talk about digitalization. Nowadays, customers, when they call for tender,
right.
there's some digital component already. You know?
Yeah.
And then if you're
still with paper, pen,
lacking behind. Yeah.
Right? So how can we actually come in as a partner to help these trucking companies secure these customers and make them even happier? If you don't move with times, then you probably will lose the customers. Now. I think this is the approach that we should be taking.
Tell us, Alvin, what else makes a Holio young, bold and ambitious as per the theme of the awards?
Sing it, Alvin.
You know, I think beyond the average age of our company is 28. too young sometimes, I feel. I think we are going through a different...
Average staff age.
28. Yeah, there's about 30 plus of us in the office now listening to me. 20 plus, I'm 31 this year, and I'm considered
above
average.
Are you the old man? Oh,
yeah, I'm old man in company, man. But I think the thing here is that with this youth, and it adds a lot of vibrancy to the industry, and it's something that is sort of not really seen in this kind of traditional old school sunset, you know, industry. And we hope to be able to, you know, bring some hope and revive that spirit that has been the pot has been around for like the longest time. So how can we actually help to transform this industry through technology? And that's really something that you mentioned, how we a lot of times it's challenging. It's challenging. We know that. And it doesn't stop us because it's challenging. Because we are young, like, maybe that's why we have the energy to go and say, I'm still going to do it, right? Come on, let's rally the troops, right? Yeah. And I think that's what the industry kind of needs today.
You're currently Singapore's largest centralized digital platform designed for the container haulage industry to reduce inefficiencies by pooling resources and jobs across the different stakeholders. That's quite an accolade already, Singapore's largest. That was always the vision, though, wasn't it?
I think at the start, yes. But now we're actually trying to test our limits again by going for Southeast Asia. And I think, you know, that is something that we really believe can do, because the market size in Southeast Asia is a lot bigger. There's one emerging market, okay, interesting emerging enterprise. We want to bring the best in class in Singapore to Southeast Asia. And I think a lot of times you think a lot of things that we take for granted here in Singapore with the drivers, you know, security. I mean, I've been traveling to Thailand and Indonesia for quite a bit now, and I see so much opportunities. And it's the way you look at things, right? Is this a cup that is a glass that is half full
half
or full,
half empty?
Right. And the more you see that this gap is, right, and the more opportunity we see. It's a very difficult job, I must say, to be able to handhold. But we believe we have it in us, because first and foremost, I used to be in this business. I mean, I used to be a container trucking company myself, right? When I was 25, I do not know why I started my own trucking business. And I had to. I know the magics of how to deal with drivers. And sometimes they are very simple people. And we do not assume that they cannot keep up with times. In fact, interestingly, there is this common things in common people thinking that the industry is, you know, behind and stuff. I think there's a lot to prove. And I think the future is one where we want to be able to help these folks be able to do more with technology.
And Elvin, what makes you stand out from the other platforms?
Great question. In fact, there are so many of such like sort of trucking platforms you've probably read about as well. There's so many in Indonesia and Thailand and the region as well. I think about standing out, it really is a matter of the passion that you have in the industry. First and foremost, I am kind of born into this business. Fortunately or unfortunately, I always blame my father if he's listening now. Right? Why do you start a logistics company? Why don't you start like, you know, something else, you know? But it's like, It grew into me. I think you need a lot of passion to keep this going. And every single day in my office, my team and I, we are cracking our heads to solve problems for the industry. How can we help these drivers? How can we help these taukes to do more? And these folks, they are really lovely people, actually. And this industry is really quite, you know, together and stuff. And with technology, I think they can do so much more.
Describe the nomination process so far for you for the Emerging Enterprise Award. What sort of gaps in your company have you seen that have come up that you've learned?
Oh, so much. I think to be able to put ourselves in front of all these panelists, it really got me thinking during that day. So it helped me to be able to see things from a broader perspective. In fact, one of the judges did even challenge me to say that, you know, are you dreaming big enough? And I think
I think your dreams are plenty big, though. But then I'm a small person. See, that shows how small a person I am.
I think the whole idea here is the spirit, right, of this award. It challenges you to just, you know, think bigger, dream bigger. And these are little things that keeps us going. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we want to be able to fly the Singapore flag high for not only for PSA, but for our country and for the industry in general. I think the branding is there. It's really something I see it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me.
So after that, how much bigger did the dream get? World domination.
You know, is that if I have all the resources in the world, then I can go for it, right? And I think beyond dreaming, sometimes it's you have to be humbled as well to always stay grounded. And I think that's something that really, literally, my company in Hollywood, we are very grounded on the ground, and we spend a lot of time with the drivers. We spend a lot of time with the taukes, with the operators. We handhold with them and teach them how to use some of these technologies, because we tell them that you do not need to fear technology. Mm. Technology is not here to replace you.
Right.
They are here to enable you to spend more time building the relationship with your clients that you need. Mm. The boring mundane stuff, leave it to the technology or the, you know, AI or
that is an admirable thing, because a lot of the times it would be, oh, in the ivory tower, here's my app, go use it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Nah. So, speaking of app, we know that in February this year, Alvin, you launched the first mobile focus app in Singapore to facilitate the digital communication and the dispatch of jobs between the operators and the drivers. I mean, currently, you're piloting the app with over 30 college companies and over 300 driver signups. That's an encouraging
number. I'm sure it's grown.
I'm sure. Well, what has the feedback been so far? Yeah?
The feedback is that actually we are starting to feel the same thing. So it's a lot of resistance, because not so much on the pricing or anything else. It's just change management. And more often than not, it's the changing habits of how they do certain things. So there's this resistance there already. So in fact, today I'm going to announce here, it's going to be free for most of the modules on our platform, or on our app, will be free for all our trucking companies to encourage them to come on board. And there are two features that we have recently upgraded as well. The first one is electronic proof of delivery, to allow the drivers to be able to tell their customers that, hey, I'm really here. 5:50 means 5:50. You know? Then the other one is this concept of navigation. We partnered with a map API company to allow people, drivers to be able to tell their operators what's their ETA, when are they actually arriving. So these are things that will be free for all the trucking companies to use.
And it wasn't before?
It wasn't before, because we felt that there's some resistance. And so sometimes in life, you need to be able to give some freebies so that people will... to encourage them to change
the
their
small
habits,
fish has got to go out if you want the big fish to come in. I think I'm translating that
Chinese
point.
Some Chinese point.
Yeah. So you've mentioned, the smaller companies tend to like to stick to those old ways of pen and paper. So the progress of getting them to see that digitalization benefits them is still an uphill task, Alvin?
Yes and no. I think encouragingly for the Singapore government as well is that on our ground, we can sense that they know, I won't say it's Armageddon, they know that it's coming, you know, they know it's something that they have to do. And in the past, it has always been a case where they know they have to do it, but they don't really know how to. Mm-hmm. And today, there's this bunch of young people over here who are, you know, a little bit more savvy than them, but sometimes the uncles are more savvy than me. They can tell me, hey, you can do this, you know. Mm-hmm. So we really hear a lot of feedback from this industry veterans, and I think that's really the beauty, right? Matching our, you know, our youth and vibrancy with the experience of these people.
Alvin Yee, co-founder of Haulio, one of the finalists of the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organised by Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. This award supports the bold ambitions of young businesses. It recognises their achievements and also offers them networking opportunities and needed resources to continue growing. Alvin, always a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.